You have your Bible turned in this morning to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. We want to begin reading this morning, if God will be our help, in verse 8. And the Bible said, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertarians, and the Cyrenians, and the Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia, and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men, which said, 'We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God.' And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council, and set up false witnesses, which said, 'This man seeketh not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us.' And all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel." Verse 1, chapter 7, said, "Then said the high priest, 'Are these things so?' He said, 'Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken.'" I'd like to preach this morning, if God help me for just a moment, on this thought, the moment of decision. The moment of decision. I'll try to be brief this morning, not be long, but I want to preach this morning, if God will just help me, on that moment of decision. And as we see here in the writing of the Word, we see Dr. Luke pins her down, and he tells us about this man named Stephen, and he comes back, and the Bible said he's full of faith and the Holy Ghost of God. And something begins to happen in the man of this little old deacon, praise God, just a servant of the people. I want to say, praise God, if you ever get full of God, amen, you get full of the Holy Ghost of God, you're going to want to be a servant of the people. Amen, it's not about me and who I am. I'm not nobody this morning, but just to say, an old sinner saved by grace. Amen, out to reach out a hand, an old sinner, amen, to give a hand up, those saints that's trying to fall by the wayside, and give a little bit of encouragement along the journey. Amen, with soldiers and pilgrims passing through, looking for a better place. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad this morning that you got that blessed hope? Amen. That this is not her home. Praise be to God. We're just passing through, headed for a glorious place. But as we see old Brother Stephen, as he begins to preach the gospel, and he begins to tell it, we see a question that's brought before him. Now, my old Stephen was a man that was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. And he had power, the Bible says. Now, that word is dunamis in the Greek. It's with a word that we get our word dynamite from. Praise God. He said there was something that took place down in old Stephen's heart. Praise God. That was explosive in its power. Amen. Glory to God. And we see them as they come against him, and they begin to bring these riling accusations against old Stephen. Praise God. And they said, "Hey, are we going to pick him up? We're going to carry him down there to the synagogue, and we're going to let the priest question him. Hey, praise God. And we'll get to the bottom of this." Amen. But pray God, little did they know who Stephen had on his side. Amen. Glory to God. When the world comes around beside you, praise God, it tries to get you and tries to distract you and tries to discourage you. Praise be to God. If you're a child of God, amen, they don't realize who's got you by the hand. Hey, glory be to God. Ain't you glad this morning that you're not having to cleave and hang on to him, because he's got you. Amen. In the glory be to God. He got you by the hand. And when things get bad and it seems like it's rough, that's when he just snuggles you up. Glory to God. Pulls you into his bosom. Loves on you right. And he said, "Hey, everything's going to be all right. I've got this under control." I praise God this morning. And he's the God of glory. Amen. He knows every situation. And praise God, he's the God of the situation this morning. Amen. So they bring old Stephen down. You know, it's got to visualize this. I told you, I'm just a dummy from the mountain. God has to paint me a picture, and I try to show you what he showed me. Amen. Old Brother R.A. White told me one time, he said, "Hey, you take those high and lofty things of God." Well, I thought he was going to tell me something. I thought, boy, he's going to get down. We're going to get into the book now. And he said, you take those high and lofty things of God. And he said, you put them on the bottom shelf where the little kids get them. He said, then you'll be preaching, patting me on the back. And boys, you know what? That old man was just as right as rain. Amen. Praise be to God. When you see God begin to move, I believe what took place in old Stephen's heart. See, they brought him and they drug him down there to the synagogue. And they brought him before the high priest. And they asked this question. As the high priest said, then said the high priest, are these things so? Amen. He said, hey, Stephen. He said, are these things they're accusing you of so? But praise be to God, old Stephen. Praise God, he wasn't lacking for an answer. The Holy Ghost of God, praise God, was down in his soul. He began to speak, praise God, without a moment's hesitation. Why was that? Because of what the promise that Jesus had made. The same promise he made to them is the same promise that he's made to me and you. Amen. Look over at Luke chapter 12 and verse 11. He said, when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto the magistrates and powers, take you no thought how or what you shall answer or what you shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Amen. Glory be to God. God had done proclaimed it. He had done set it up. He had done made a manner and a way in which old brother Stephen could get his help. He said, hey, you don't worry about what to say. When they get you, haul you down there, praise be to God, you just count on me. Oh, my old Stephen, I can see in my mind's eye as they got him down there before the high priest. He said, have you got anything to say for yourself? Praise be to God. That little old deacon, hey, now he had a decision to make. Amen. A moment of decision right here, right now. Amen. Glory be. Hey, listen, some of us have moments of decision when we have to decide whose side we're on. We have to decide which road we're going to travel. We have to decide, praise God, in a moment of time, praise God, the direction we're going to go. I want to say, praise God, the old devil sometimes, he don't want to give you no time to think on it. He won't let you ponder on it. Praise God, he'll grab you up and lead you down the wrong way. You long people, listen to me this morning. The devil wants to destroy you and tear you down. He wants to lead you down the wrong road, and the road of destruction, which is a broad way. But I want to tell you this morning, if you'll settle on the broad, on that narrow way, if you'll praise God, settle in your mind and in your heart, and God Almighty's real, and the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the precious Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Praise God, if you settle up on his side and you get grounded and rooted in the precious word of God, he'll carry you through. Praise God, he'll give you an answer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, old Stephen, if he'd have took a moment, hesitated, pondered on it, he might have said, you know what? He said, them old fellas over there said, I just heard it. They was a preaching Jesus and magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ, and they took them in there and they beat them. Amen. Over in chapter 6, he said, hey, yeah, that's they done took them down and they beat them. And they turned them loose, said, not to preach in this name no more. Amen. He said, hey, listen, you know what? I can just recant. I can just say it ain't worth it. And I can just go back to waiting on tables. Amen. He was taking care of the widows and orphans. Amen. Had the power of God on it. He done it in a godly fashion. Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't you like him to have been one of your deacons? Amen. Praise be to God. But he said, hey, if he'd have thought about it, took time to consider, he could have went back to that way he was. He could have went back to serving tables, praise God. Praise God, with the power of God still on him, praise God. But he know what he did. Without hesitation, he said, hey, wait a minute, fellas. Let me just tell you some things this morning. I'm talking about, hey, the moment a decision came, and old Stephen said, hey, just let me tell you. And he took him all the way back to the beginning. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, praise God, you know what we got to do in our Christian life? Praise God, we got to take the old devil and the demons of hell all the way back to the beginning. Amen. In the time of decision, praise God, when you're sitting in an old-fashioned pew like you are today, and the Holy Ghost of God came by, messed up your heart, said, hey, you're an old sinner, and you're going to hell, but you don't have to.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Knocks on your heart's door. Yeah, preacher, that's audible. Hey, it's just as audible. Yeah. When the Holy Ghost of God knocks on your heart's door, he said, hey, listen, I want to come in. Some old slobbering, spitting little preacher. Amen. He begins to preach the gospel, tell you that Jesus loved you and that he died for you, praise God, so you don't have to go to hell. Yeah. Amen. He said, you're condemned already. Amen, because of your sins. But he said, praise God. He said, there's one that'll forgive that. He'll take that condemnation. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ take that condemnation, and he takes it upon himself. He becomes sin for you. And old Stephen, he took him all the way back to Father Abraham before he come out of Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. Praise God. He said, God began to speak to him, and he called him out. He said, hey, Father Abraham. He said, you got to come out. You got to separate yourself. Amen. Praise God. He said, Father Abraham, he said, it's a time of decision, a moment of decision. Hey, you want to stay where you're at, or you want to go with God this morning? Amen. Time, I believe we're in a time of decision like we've never been. We're in a time we're going to have to make it. We're going to have to make a decision, praise God, to go for God or go with the world. A moment of decision. And old Stephen, praise God, he stood up with the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost, didn't hesitate, didn't have to think, not for one second. He said, let me tell you what God says. Let me tell you what happened. Let me bring you up to date in case you don't understand what happened. He said, let me show you what God's doing. Amen. I want to say, praise God, ain't you glad today that God's still the same?
Yes,
yesterday,
sir.
Forever. He changes not.
Amen.
He's still doing the same thing for old sinners that he's always done. Still saving old sinners. Redirecting their path and refocusing them. Amen. By the renewing of the mind. If you wasn't here Wednesday night, you need to get a copy of that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We took a little inventory. It's time we take an inventory. I mean, so when the Holy Ghost of God moves on our heart, pray God, we know which direction we're going to go. We need to have it settled in our heart and in our minds. You know, our mind's deceitful. Our mind will lead us in the wrong direction. Our mind will show us the wrong way. But praise God, when we got a set, when we get out of our head and we get Jesus in our heart, amen, he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Ain't you glad for that this morning? That he shows you the right way. Oh, Stephen, he said, hey, wait a minute, let me just show you the way. Let me just show you. Amen. He came to a crossroads in his life just like me and you. A lot of times, many of us come to the same place. We come to a crossroad in our life. And we, like Paul, Stephen, we need the Holy Ghost of God to lead us in the path of righteousness. We need the power of God, praise God, to show us the way. I'm afraid in the day and the hour we live in, we try to make a way ourselves, don't we? We try to go within our own power. Amen. And most of the time it's to satisfy the flesh. But I want to say, praise God, that we have a higher power. We have an explosive power, praise God. We can have the same power that old Stephen had. That we can give an answer, praise God, to any man. That's the reason hope is in us with meekness and fear, praise God. Because of the hope, praise God, that God instills in our heart. To the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us that power to know. Ain't you glad today that you know? You say, well, preacher, I don't know. Boy, you can. Amen. We need to know. It's a no-so salvation.
Amen.
We need to know that we're saved, praise God, that we're fixed up and we're headed to glory.
Amen.
We need to know that we've got our ticket, praise God, and we won't be left behind. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks today that's going to be left behind. Amen. They're going to be left behind when this thing said, when there's going to be a trump and a shout, and there's a whole lot of folks going to say, and they're going to go on just like they always did, not even know nothing happened. I'm afraid there's a lot of churches, a lot of church folk. Amen. It's going to be sitting there and the Lord's going to, there's going to be a shout and a trump, and they're just going to sit there and never know nothing happened. Amen. But praise God, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, amen. He said, if you're covered over, that's what that means. To be filled, that means to cover over, to be full. To literally be full of the Holy Ghost. God, what might that mean? And praise God, there's no room for nothing else. See, there was no room in Stephen to quit. Amen. There was no room in Stephen to back up. There was no room for Stephen to recant. Amen. The only thing they, Brother Stephen could do is just plow on for the glory of God. And he said, hey, let me just tell you what took place. Why? Because there's the Holy Ghost of God in him. There was a spirit down in him. And the Word of God was so real, praise God, that he could visualize it. He could realize it, praise God, in the depths of his soul. And he said, let me tell you what God did. He brought our fathers out. And he headed them in a different way. Amen. Ain't you glad when God saves you, he heads you in a different direction?
Yes, sir.
Amen. If when God saves you, he comes in, he changes you. If God don't change you, there's no change. See, there's a moment of decision where you have to realize whose side you're on. Amen. When we realize that we're not, hey, we don't have to play and dabble in the world. No, we just need to sell out for the Lord. See, Stephen, praise God, the reason he had the power, that explosive power, because he had sold out for God. He said, hey, they chose me out. Praise God. God called me out. And I'm going to do the best I can for Him. Amen. No thought of quitting. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? We get a little bit of, somebody says a little bit of something that we don't like. And you know what we do? We quit. We just quit and we kick out. What'd God do to you? What'd God do to you? God didn't hurt you. Amen. But you know what? We wear our feelings on our shoulder, and if we ain't very careful, we push them way out to the edge. And we go around like this, and somebody comes along, we push it up there like that, wanting them to knock it off. To give us an excuse. Amen. But praise God, hey, we ought to be looking for an excuse, a reason, praise God, to magnify the Lord. And when it comes time, when he said, hey, have you got anything to say for yourself? Old Stephen said, hey, yeah, I've got something to say. There's a God of glory, praise God. And let me just tell you about the plan he has and how he institutes his plan and how it's a good plan.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And he allows us to be a part of that plan. Amen, if we'll just get in. He said, he come to that crossroads, and he said, hey, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to look both ways. But he said, I'm just going to kick her in high gear. He said, I'm just going to plow through the intersection. And he said, I'm going to plow on for God. Amen. Now, he could have thought about those things that might have been, those things that could have been. But praise be to God, he wasn't, you know why he didn't? Jesse, because he had his eyes on the prize. Amen. The reason we fail and come short today is, praise God, we don't keep our eyes on the prize. The devil distracts us so many times, and he gets our eyes off the prize. Amen. We ought to be a longing and seeking for that prize. Amen. He said, leaning into it, praise God, like an athletic runner, glory God, wanting to be first, praise God, to the prize. And wanting to bring others along with it, need to be telling them about the prize. He said, there was a price that paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Hey, old Stephen, he says, hey, listen, let me just share with you some things that I heard. Amen. Some things that I know. Yeah, he said, you ought to know, fellas. You've got the book. In the volume of the book, it's written of me. He said, that's the Lord. He said, he's written it in the book. He said, if you just trust the book. You know what's wrong with it? We've gotten to a day and an hour that we don't trust the book. Amen. We let the old devil decide because we listen to him. And he says, hath God really said? Hath God said? Did he say that? Did he really mean that? Amen. But praise be to God. Old Stephen, there was no doubt in his mind. There was no backing up. He said, praise be to God. This is what God said. He said, let me just tell you how good God is and the direction he wants us to go. He said, let me just fill you in, just live it, and just show you the love of God. How much he loved us. He loved us enough to where he pulled us out. He took us out. And he began to give us a direction to go. Amen. You realize this morning that God don't just drag you out. Praise God, save you and just let you go off on your own. God's got a direction for us to go this morning. Every one of us have a direction he wants us to go. We just need to focus on that will of God. Remember what I told you the will of God is? Wednesday night. We know what the will of God is. It's to love God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength. Amen. Just to focus ourselves, to give ourselves to God.
Amen.
Amen. That's God's will. And he said that fulfills the law and the prophets is that we love our brethren as ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. He said we just get thankful of God. We just get the desiring God. We just get the loving God. Do you love him this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, if you're going to stand at the crossroads and make the right decision, we have to love God. We have to love the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to make Him our Lord and Savior and God the Father, our Heavenly Father. Amen. We've got to want to be pleasing to Him in this day that we live, in this late hour. The time's almost up. Amen. We can see the world changing around us. We can see the wars and rumors of war, earthquakes in diverse places, different from ever before. We can see the tide of change, praise God, before our very eyes. And it's time that we just look up and lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Stephen said, hey, let me just tell you some things. Amen. He said, hey, can you give an answer? He said, let me just tell you some things about what's going on. Amen. In Luke chapter 21, verse 15, he said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. He just began to open his mouth, and guess who filled it? God filled it. But you know why we can't give an answer this morning for God? Because we haven't hid His Word in our heart. If we hide His Word in our heart, we won't sin against Him. And then He'll give us an answer to whoever asks us of the reason the hopes is in us with meekness and fear. We'll have an answer to give. When those brothers and sisters, those in-laws call us and they say, "Hey, listen, I'm at my wit's end. What do I do?" And you say, "Hey, listen, you can just call upon Jesus. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you." Amen. You can call upon Him, praise God, because He knows the temptations that you go through. And praise God, He'll not let it overbear you. He'll not let it overcome you, but He'll make a way of escape. But if we got our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, He is that way of escape. Amen. Hey, praise God, when we're going through trials and temptations, when destruction's trying to overcome us, praise God, the Lord Jesus is there as a great shepherd, a chief shepherd, a master shepherd, saying, "Come, come this way. Here's the way. Come here." But you know what? We stop in a moment of indecision and we say, "Yeah, wait a minute. What do I need to do?" Amen. Where we are to say, "Okay, Lord, I'm just going to go with You. I'm going to follow You. I'm going to let You take me the way You want me to go. I'm going to put it all in Your will." Amen. I'm going to realize that, God, that You know best for me. That You have my best intentions in mind. Do you realize? Do you know God does that for you? He has that in mind for you. What's best for you is what God wants. He don't want to beat you down. He don't want to hurt you. God wants to uplift you. God wants to encourage you this morning. That's what He's here. That's what He's for. We paint a picture so many times of God sitting up there, this old beardy fellow that's with a cane that just wants to reach down with it and plump us in the head. Amen? No. God wants to love us and embrace us. God wants to commune with us. Amen. He wants to encourage us in this walk. Praise God. So we come to this crossroads of decision. But we have to be like old Stephen. We have to come to it with boldness. Amen. He come to that crossroad with boldness. And they say, "Hey, can you give an answer?" He said, "Yeah, I got an answer." Amen. I'll tell you, because God loves you. Amen. God loves you just like He does me. Amen. He said, "Don't matter, praise God, you're cursing me and you're persecuting me and you're putting me down. Praise God, I still love you." Amen. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? When those that would despitefully use you, amen, they put you down, they talk about you, they persecute you. But praise be to God, He said, hey, it don't matter what you do to me. Let me just tell you about a God that loved you. And He loved you enough that sent His only begotten Son to die for the sins of the world. He sent the God of glory manifest in the flesh. Amen. To live a life and to die and give that life for humanity. He said, that's how much He loved you. He said, "I love you. I want you to see that. I don't want you to miss out." I wonder how many of us can do that when we're persecuted. When people's beating it. I wonder how many of us can have enough boldness to say, "You know what? It don't seem like they like me much. It don't seem like they care for me much. Seems like they're trying to do their best to destroy me. But you know what? I'm just going to love them anyway. Amen. I'm just going to show them the love of God. I'm going to bake them a cake." Amen. Amen. Sometimes that turns on you. Amen. But I'm just going to show them that I care for them. You know, it's hard to hate somebody that's showing you love. Amen. It's hard to hate somebody. It's hard to go against somebody that's trying to show you love. But old Stephen, he stood up. He had Holy Ghost boldness. Why? Because he was filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Because he knew what God said. He knew what God wanted in his life. And he said, "You know what?" He said, "It don't matter what happens to me." He said, "I'm just going to go with God." "But you may be stoned. You may be..." He said, "I'm just going to go with God." Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, you say, "Well, preacher, that never happened to us." Really? You don't think so? We're living in a day and hour right now. Right now in Canada, if I preach and I say anything about the sodomites, you know, I can go to a prison for 2 years the first time. Amen. For preaching against sodomy, that wicked sin of men with men, women with men, doing that thing, that's ungodly. But in Canada right now, we could be persecuted for standing on the truth, for preaching the gospel. But old Stephen, he stood with the Holy Ghost boldness. Why? Because he had Holy Ghost assurance. Amen. Hey, listen, today you can stand with Holy Ghost boldness if you've got Holy Ghost assurance. That assurance, praise God, it just assures God is sitting on the throne of grace and that Jesus died for your sin. Praise God that you're saved. Amen. And you're destined for glory. Amen. Praise God that you've got a plan, that God's got a plan and a purpose, and He's made you part of that plan. Amen. And He's going to carry you through. Praise God, no matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, if you just keep your eyes on the Lord, just keep trusting Jesus, praise God, He'll deliver you safe on the other side of glory when this thing's done. And one of these days in a little while, that God of glory, that God, praise God, the God of victory, will march you through those pearly gates, up that golden streets into glory, into the very presence of the throne room of God, and He'll say, "Here they are, Father. You can count them if you want to. I haven't lost a one." Amen. Praise God. Oh, Stephen could stand with Holy Ghost boldness. He could stand with assurance because he knew the truth. The Bible says truth will set you free. Ain't you glad, praise God, that you can know the truth today? That's an amazing thing. I was thinking last week as Brother Knupp was talking about the King James Bible and the history and stuff on the King James Bible. I was thinking how magnificent it is because you can take that blessed old book and you read it and you plant it in your heart. And then when you're sitting somewhere and got the radio on and somebody else reads from something else, your mind, your heart automatically says, "Wait a minute, that ain't right." Huh? Your mind says automatically, "Hey, wait a minute, that ain't right. They've changed the words. They've left something out." Amen. Why? Because God triggers it in your heart. He speaks to you so. Why? Because you know what truth is. Amen. You've got truth embedded down in your heart. Praise God. God uses that truth to grow you in a relationship to Him. See, that's God's purpose this morning, to get us in a right relationship with God. Because if we get in a right... Hey, listen, I want to tell you this morning. You can't have a right relationship with people around you. You can try to be as nice as you can, and that's a good thing. But without a right relationship with God and the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't be nice to people around you. You can't be nice to your husband. You can't be nice to your wife. You can't be that you need to be. Amen. I'm just being straight up. But praise God, when you get a right relationship with Him and you begin to love Him, He'll help you begin to love on... See, it's got to go up this way before it can go out this way. And then He begins to minister to your hearts and He begins to plant those seeds. Amen. He begins to give you that boldness. He begins to give you that assurance that old Stephen had, and because of the truth that he knew. See, there were some things in Stephen's life that he knew. He knew about God. He knew about truth. He knew about the story. Amen. That old story, the story of the gospel, how that the Lord God Almighty had brought him through. Amen. He'd brought them through the land. He'd brought them through Egypt. He'd delivered them, amen, from Pharaoh. He'd brought them through the Red Sea. He'd brought them in the land of Canaan. Amen. Because what God brought them through. You think God think we ain't going to bring you through? If we stay with the Lord today, praise God, He'll bring us through. We can know that He will because He's promised that He would. Amen. If we'll just trust in Him. He gives us that assurance, that blessed assurance this morning that He'll be there with us. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd always be there. But I wonder how many times we turn our back on Him in that moment of decision. That moment of decision. Hey, please, please, youngins, when you come to that moment of decision, decide for Christ. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Praise God, if what you decide is not going to be pleasing to Him, don't go that way. It's the wrong way. It's pretty simple, youngins. You young people, listen, whenever you come to a crossroad, a place of decision in your life, you think about it. If it's not going to be pleasing to God, then you don't need to go down that road. It'll save you. Hey, listen. Listen to some old fella that's been there. It'll save you a lot of heartache in the future. If we'll just settle in our hearts today, praise God, that God is on our side. And He loves us. And He said it. He wants to help us. He wants to minister to us. So Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost and power, he said, "You know what?" He said, "There's some assurance there. There's some boldness there. There's some truth there." And he said, "Because I've got all that," he said, "there's some love there." Amen. He said, "I've got the love of God in my heart." He said, "I can't tell you a lie." He said, "Hey, listen, I could tell you what you want to hear, but it'd be a lie. I can't tell you. Hey, listen, I can preach to you today. I could tell you what you want to hear. I can make you feel warm and fuzzy. I could preach health and well. I can make you feel good about yourself." Amen. But I'd have to tell you a lie or half-truth. That's what the devil does. But praise God, I thank God for that blessed old book. It'll speak their hearts. Amen. That'll show us the way. Praise God. And it'll direct our paths. amen, a path of righteousness for His name's sake. So when we step out on faith and we trust the Lord, He said He gives us that boldness, He gives that assurance through truth. And He plants in us the precious love of God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just don't love people like I ought to. Well, that's because you don't have the faith, which gives you the power. Amen. Which gives you the boldness. Which, you know, it takes effort to be nice to people, especially people that's not nice to you. It takes effort to do that. Amen. You have to put forth that effort. But God says, if you got the faith, you got the boldness, you got the Holy Ghost, you got the power. Amen. It's like dynamite, it's explosive. Amen. It gives you that explosive, amen, character where you can just explode on them. You say, yeah, preacher, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I want to just explode on them. There you go. Keep on preaching. Yeah. Blow up on them. Yeah. No. I'm talking about explode them with love. Amen. Remember what we read, I think it's like week before that, in Romans chapter 12. Amen. Where show them kindness. If they're thirsty, you give them a drink. If they're hungry, you give them food. And it's just like heaping coals upon their head. Amen. You know what that is? That's aggressive love. Amen. And they get because it gets the burning down inside of them. Praise God, because you're being so nice to them. Amen. And they'll do one of two things. They'll either get away from you and not come back, or they'll get to where they're having a right relationship with you. See, that's what Stephen says. He says, hey, listen. He said, with the power that was in him, praise God, he manifests through him. Look what he says. Now, and I'm going to close right here in just a minute. In verse 59 of chapter 7, he said, they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amen. You talk about the love of God. Hey, they said, hey, listen, have you got anything to say for yourself? He said, yes, I just want to tell you the whole story. Amen. He said, they just give you little bits and pieces of the scenario, the story. But he said, let me just tell you the whole story. He said, from old Abraham to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's just the love of God. He loves us and He cares for us. And he said, I want to just tell you that I love you too. And boy, it tore him up. He said, that very one that loved you so much that he gave himself for you, he said, you've condemned to death. And he said, it tore him up. They stopped their ears and they run upon him. Gnashed upon him with their teeth. And they took him out, throwed him outside the city, and they began to stone him, rocked him to sleep. Amen. He looked up in the portals of glory and he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of grace. Praise God. Amen. Stephen said, hey. He said, and they took and said that those others took their garments, their clothes, and they throwed them at a young man's feet. Old Saul of Tarsus. And as they rocked old Stephen to sleep, he said, Lord, receive my spirit. He said, let the body go back to the dust from which it come. But he said, my spirit, he said, I know who it belongs to. Amen. That part of me that helps me move and breathe, have my being, that very essence of who I am. He said, Lord, it's coming. Just take it back to you. And praise God. He said, he looked, there was the Lord standing at the right hand of the Father. He said, hey, son. He said, it's going to be all right. He said, we're getting together. He said, we're getting together a welcome home party. Amen. He said, you just stay in a good fight of faith. He said, in a few minutes, it'll all be over. Listen, youngins, we need to stay in a good fight of faith. Because life is fleeting. It's like a vapor, like a dew on the grass, and it's gone. And all we got to do is just endure for a little while, just overcome through He that's overcame, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Casting our cares upon Him, putting our faith in Him. Amen. Knowing that He will deliver us safe on yonder shore. Hey, listen, He's not lost one yet. Let's put their faith in Him. If you put your faith in Him this morning, if you trust in Him this morning, He'll get you there, I promise you. I promise you He'll get you that place that's prepared. Amen. They talk about those marvelous mansions. He said, my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to go prepare a special place for you. Yeah. Amen. He said, I'm going to prepare a special place for you. I wonder what your place looks like this morning. Amen. Have you ever thought about what your place looks like? You go, preacher, I'm not saved. I don't even know if I'm going to heaven. Well, He's prepared you a place. If you don't want your place, it's up to you. God made you a free moral agent to choose. But this morning, I believe with all my heart that God, if you're lost, God wants to save you. I believe He's fingering around your heart. He said, you know what? I love you. I love you, and I want you to have that love in you that I have for you. That peace, He said, that I'll leave with you. I give to you. Not the peace of the world, but the peace that God has for you. What about you today? Do you want that peace? Amen. Would you like to have that boldness? Would you like to have that power? Would you like to have that assurance? You've got the truth. What about you this morning? What do you need in your life this morning personally? What do you need? What do you want? Have you ever just stopped and bowed your head and said, Lord, just forgive me an old sinner. I know I fail you and come short every day. But Lord, there's some things I need. There's help I need in my life. I believe every one of us could raise our hand and say, preacher, that's me. That's me. I need help in my life. Preacher, I need something from God every day. Well, have you ever thought about just asking, forgive you your sins, clearing a pathway where you can talk, bring your supplications? What about you? What about your life? What about your family? What about your loved ones? Where are they at? Where will they spend eternity?